You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Dial in right now at 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willag.org. And thank you so much for hitting that great big red button online. On the phone line, speaking of online, is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start right here in our part of the world. Farmers would like to plant and they'd like to have good conditions. What are the possibilities over the next week to 10 days?
Well, you know, I think probably over this next week we will see a few waves of rain, and I think the totals will end up running anywhere from as little as 3 or 4 tenths of an inch to a maximum of about an inch 60. So there'll be a lot of variation across the region. I would guess that the majority of the region will probably see totals that will run from about 6 tenths to about an inch and a third. So there'll be plenty of moisture. The catch to all this is that we are going to see the temperatures plummet next week. And so even though we get the moisture, if we were to stay as warm as we have been, we wouldn't keep it for a great deal of time. But instead, we're going to be notably colder for the majority of the work week next week and into the following weekend. And that will slow down the drying rates and kind of bog us in again. So there may not be a lot of good conditions as we get into the week next week, especially after the big rains occur over the weekend.
And plummet as in how deep?
Well, I think most of the region will see a freeze at one time or another, and I think we'll probably see the afternoon temperatures held to the 50s and 60s during the coolest days. Those 60s will be lower 60s and be in the southernmost parts of the region. Low temperatures most nights will probably be in the 30s. They'll probably be certainly be widespread 20s in the north. So 20s and 30s will probably be the best way to put that. And it'll be over several days, probably from midweek next week into the following weekend.
Oh, so 10 days out. That's the trick right there,
yeah.
Isn't it? You really don't want to crop up, or at least not very much of it. Spiking through is okay. Anything higher than that might be difficult. Okay, so now let's go back to a different difficult crop at this time. There has been rainfall in Kansas and Oklahoma. Has it been enough?
Well, it's been enough to stimulate better crop development. It has not been enough to take them any great length down the road in light of any warm weather that returns. Similar to what I just said for the Midwest, part of the plains will also cool down next week. It won't be nearly as cold there as it will be in the Midwest, but we will cool things down enough that, you know, perhaps the demand for moisture will be left on a low bias, and we will also have a slower evaporation rate. So I think it's okay for right now. We do expect a rain event to take place Thursday into Saturday across parts of hard red winter wheat country. It may not do real well in the Texas panhandle, at least not western parts of the panhandle, but everybody else I think will get a fair amount of moisture, and that should put them in a much better position as we go towards the 1st of May.
Okay, thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Drew.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I hope you've joined us already as a financial supporter. If not, 217-244-9455 or willag.org and hit that big red donate button. I'm Todd Gleason.